Many of us don't know KZN. I, for instance, don't know Johannesburg at all. And if you get lost in Johannesburg, it is a major problem. So if you're road tripping in unfamiliar territory this weekend, safety is no doubt a major concern for you. And many of us know the story of the American tourist, Walter Official, who actually came to South Africa and he used navigational tools like Google Maps and ended up being attacked in Nyangan. Official was shot in the face and robbed and is now suing Google for taking him into that particular area. So to give us some safety tips and to help us navigate unknown routes, if you're in Johannesburg or even in George or Mossel Bay, I'm joined by on the line by MyWay Insurance spokesperson, Siyake Masia. Siyake, very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Thank you so much, Zane. It's such a pleasure to be online.
Nice for your time on this weekend, and thank you for your time. Why do drivers and why shouldn't drivers trust navigational apps such as Google Maps or Waze or Petrol Search just to trust them blindly? You know, you go get into your car, you say, I want to go there, and then you trust this particular machine or this particular app to take you to where you need to be, not only in the shortest space of time, but you also trust it to take you in the safest place to go.
Look, GPS systems are immensely beneficial. I mean, they reduce your travel time. They pick up the shortest route and so forth. So I don't want to downplay how beneficial they are, but to trust them blindly is a problem because some of these apps don't really maybe take note. For example, the dangerous areas. Like for example, you've just spoken about Walter, who was actually taken to Nyanga. Sometimes those apps haven't been updated to take into consideration the crime statistics in the preferred route that they're suggesting to you. So it would always be better that you rather check. So Zane, if you say, I heard you say that you haven't come to Joburg before, when you come in, maybe give me a call and ask me, Sia, I want to come here, I'm driving, which is the best route? And then I give you a bit of tips and then you can try and avoid that.
The key thing is that, you know, people traveling, you won't use, if you're a Cape Townian, you sort of won't necessarily use, one of these apps in traveling in and around Cape Town unless you go to an area that you don't know. But you'll know not to go into Crossroads. You'll know not to go into Langanyanga. You will know not to go into Philippi. You will know not to go through Manenberg. You'll know not to go through, for instance, Hanover Park. But when I'm traveling in Durban, for instance, I wouldn't know what to navigate myself around and which areas I should be avoiding, especially if I don't have a CRK in Johannesburg who can tell me where to go.
Indeed, it's a bit tricky. You're right. It's a bit tricky when you don't know anybody. You don't know what to look out for. So it is a bit tricky. But just to try and research. Look at the areas. And another thing that you can do though is some of these apps have a live feed that you can share with friends and family or somebody that's trusted, and they can keep an eye on you and at least. If something happens, for example, if you seemingly have stopped for a long time and you don't seem to be moving and there's no word from the driver, they can maybe try and assist in that situation. But yeah, you are indeed right that it's not as simple to research before going because when you put in the location, it's going to suggest, it's not like you're going to just simply call Sia and say, Sia, it says I should pass through Nyanga, is that safe? It's a bit tricky, but yeah, maybe share your live location and maybe somebody who knows can actually tell you.
Well, there are certain precautions that drivers should be taking when planning their road trips, especially if you, for instance, traveling from here to Johannesburg and you know that you'll be going Laneburg, Beaufort West, up that particular way, Bloemfontein, or even if you're going through to just George or Knysna. So what are the precautions, CRK, that drivers should be taking when planning their road trips?
Yeah, I know it sounds so cliche, but coming from an insurer, I work at an insurance company, MyWay. What we've seen is that taking these precautions actually reduces a lot of accidents. For example, just checking your tires. We downplay and think it's not so such a big deal, but it is. Making sure that your tires are actually at the optimum pressure, it actually avoids a lot of accidents. We've got a lot of potholes. The effect of a pothole when you are fully inflated, a tire is fully inflated, is reduced immensely. Driving within the speed limit, people downplay it, but really there is a reason why they put those speed limits. And we find a lot of fatalities occur because people, speed, and it's unnecessary to do so. And I don't know how I can emphasize this last point but don't drink and drive. It's during this Easter period and December period that we see a spike in a lot of claims. In our area, we get a lot of claims, and a lot of them are associated with driving under the influence. So I would certainly suggest that please don't drink and drive. Rather give it to somebody else to drive and take regular breaks. Mm.
Giving us some safety tips to help us navigate unknown routes and some sort of general tips in terms of driving. On the line right now, MyWay Insurance spokesperson Siyake Masia. Siyake, drinking and driving is actually a major problem, and also the cell phone becomes a major deterrent and a major problem. Are there certain things as an insurance company that you would like to warn people about, to say, listen, these are the things that we're going to take your cell phone and track and see whether you were on your cell phone at the time of the accident. We're going to see whether you were, the police will tell us whether you were drinking and driving and whether you were over the limit. And therefore, we feel as an insurance, we don't have that particular, obligation then to pay out because you have actually been in breach of your contract.
Indeed. I don't want to put a diplomatic answer there. Drinking and driving is something that we don't have an appetite for. There is no insurer that I know that has an appetite to cover such a risk, because once you drink and once you're intoxicated, your faculties become they're compromised a lot. You also have this urge to do certain things that you normally wouldn't do. So that risk in itself is something that we don't have an appetite to cover for. So you are right, Zain, when you say that chances are, if that actually occurs, we probably wouldn't actually pay your claim, because this is something that as a country we need to be talking about and trying to actually resolve, because it's reckless for you to actually drive while you're intoxicated. Also, try and avoid using your cell phone, like you were saying, because that's another distraction. We know sometimes you know it could be an emergency. Circumstances will dictate, but we just generally urge people to try and avoid using their cell phones while driving, because that also, distracts you while you're driving.
One of the key things, and I had a wonderful chat yesterday morning to a tow truck driver, and one of the complaints that actually came about from our listeners, Siyake, is that they are very, very perturbed and very upset about the charges that most of the towing services would charge them. A 7.5-kilometer journey from the scene of the accident home cost one listener 4,500 rand. Do you, from an insurance point of view, say these are our basic conditions that we will pay, and this is what we will pay out?
Yeah. I'm glad you actually pointed that out. The towing industry is a very tricky one as well, because there isn't really a regulated amount. And so sometimes our clients get involved in an accident and they decide to arrange their own towing. And these towing operators will charge anything. You were talking about 4,500. I've heard of 18,000. I've heard of 20,000. You really, if you're insured with MyWay, for example, just call MyWay. We already have a panel of tow operators that we have. We've already negotiated the prices and we'll pay you for the towing. But if you then go and actually, arrange your own towing, you're putting yourself out there to be, basically be robbed, because, like I said, I've heard many stories about 20,000 in towing. So rather call your insurer if you're insured. At MyWay, I know that we've got a huge panel that we have across the country.
How can drivers remain calm and alert while sort of navigating through potentially challenging road conditions? Because some road conditions are, first of all, unsafe areas. And if you find yourself in a very unsafe area, like, for instance, I got lost in Crossroads one day. In Khayelitsha, actually, sorry. I had to go to the shop right there and I got lost. And on my way out of there, and especially like in Cape Town, Philippi, for most people, it's a no-go area because, you know, crime is rife in these areas and the opportunists are always waiting around the corner. So how do I remain calm and how do I get out of that area or out of the situation that I'm in?
Yeah. Look, if you've got bad road conditions, I always say that drive at a very safe speed. You know, if it's a gravel road, it's not as smooth as you would have on a tarred road. So always try and drive at a very comfortable and safe speed to avoid an accident. But you add a bit of spice there when you say that. How about if it's a dangerous area? So now you've got the road that's actually unsafe, and then the area that you are in is unsafe. You don't feel safe. There's this psychological thing that they call threat fixation, which some people actually suffer from. This is basically when you've got a heightened feeling of you're in danger. You just need to try and keep down, because sometimes when you start panicking, that's where we find the accidents actually occur. You might be in that area in Khayelitsha and there's nothing really happening. But because of your panicking, you might end up having an accident. So I would actually suggest that always keep calm. I know it might be an unfamiliar area, but always, always keep calm.
Chatting to us this morning about some safety tips and to help us navigate unknown routes and when you find yourself in a spot of trouble, exactly what you should and should not be doing. Chatting to the My Way Insurance spokesperson, Siaki Masia, this morning and giving us insight as to exactly what you should be doing. Now, I know, Siaki, that a number of the sort of apps that one use, whether it is Waze, whether it is Google Maps, whether it is your petrol search maps, have actually placed a number of spots on the mapping system after this particular incident of Walt Official. They've actually placed some places, you know, as hot spots there. How effective are these and how are these indicated? What are the reasons used behind it? Is it, for instance, high crime or just avoid this area?
Yeah, I think most of them are high crime. So just like insurers, for example, when we rate an area, let's say you stay in a certain area, why would it attract a higher premium? Is because of the statistics that we get. So there's a lot of data that goes into it, and we find that if this place has a lot of hijacks, it becomes a hotspot area. So it's all about collecting the data and actually putting it in those apps. So that, I think, is going to help going forward. But that said, you don't want to 100% rely on it because it all depends on the app itself. Some are so precise. Some are very precise. I used one called Waze. I was shocked. It would tell you that in the next 100 meters, there's a portal. But that's a wild I've used it a long time ago. Now they're lot of potholes. I don't know if it's going to tell you all the potholes, but that's how precise it is. I think they're fine-tuning and they're getting better and better. And I really do suggest that you use these apps because they really do avoid certain dangers that you could be exposed to.
So take me through a situation in Johannesburg, for instance, whereby I've landed at the airport, I've now got a hired car, and I need to get, for instance, I'll take it a wild guess. We can't all go to Sandton and live in Sandton, but I need to go to Sandton.
Yes. So you pick up your car. You put in your location where you want to go. The first tip that I can actually tell people, and I've always fought with my cousin about this. A lot of people like to. They want to see the visuals on the phone. They want to see where is it going and when am I going to turn left. They have voice prompts on these apps. I always think it's always best to just listen to the voice prompt. It will tell you. It will tell you in the next 3 kilometers you're gonna take an off ramp. So start negotiating going to your left because you're gonna off ramp then, and it will tell you to warn you 100 meters before, and then eventually it'll say please turn left. So I would suggest the biggest tip I would suggest is that try avoid looking at your cell phone itself and listen to those voice prompts. And even if you've been there, maybe you've been then you've come once or twice and you've gone to Sentin, you might have a slight idea of how to get to Sentin. Don't argue with the GPS and say the last time I went this way, because that's what people usually do. And that's where you end up having an accident, because you're thinking, no man, I'm supposed to, you know, turn left, why am I going straight? It might be avoiding, maybe there's an accident there, so it's taking you on an alternative route. So I would suggest that try and avoid having a debate with the app while you're driving.
I think the, you know, the apps and most of the apps are actually, how are these apps actually tracked? Are they tracked by Bluetooth? Are they tracked by, for instance, you know, the users? And most of the apps, like we found when we had discussions with the developers of the apps, that they actually use listener information or information that comes off motorists would put up, okay, there's an accident here, or this road is closed, avoid this particular road. How are the apps actually then populated?
From the information that I've gathered, I'm not really an expert in those apps, but they rely, especially on live feed, they rely on users. So, for example, if I'm driving past and I find that there's an accident, I can prompt Waze or Google Maps and say accident at this certain area. And I think you and I will agree that that's not always as accurate. You know, you might have some mischievous people just putting it on. But I also am aware that they you know, because it's a global satellite, it confirms when it sees, for example, a steel vehicle that is there, then that is confirmed that, okay, there is indeed a vehicle that's broken down. But largely, people actually cooperate. So that's why I'm saying you can't follow it really blindly, because, you know, people can be mischievous. And I think you guys, maybe in your news report on traffic, you do come into, you know, there's some people that send you wrong information and you need to sieve through before you report it to us. So I think it's almost the same thing.
In traffic reports, as a matter of fact, I do the traffic reports Monday to Friday, and also sometimes over long weekends. And verifying information is one of the most important things for us, because if you want to put out credible traffic reports and you want to put out traffic reports that are of a high quality, you need to have the necessary channels and know that this particular accident or that particular road closure. That is why I'm so very scared of actually saying that this road is open while the road was closed, and we're only when we get official confirmation from the traffic department or the provincial traffic will we then go out and say that particular road is open. Because if a road is open but it is unsafe to drive, you know, that could come back to bite you eventually. Your last passing words, Siake, for people out there.
So at MyWay, we're talking about drinking and driving. At MyWay, we've got this brilliant product, what we call WeDrive. So Zane, if you and your friends decide today on a Saturday you want to go and have a braai, and you are probably going to drink, and chances are you're going to be intoxicated, you can contact MyWay and we'll offer you what we call WeDrive. So if you're a policy holder, you're able to then call your insurer. We will send somebody to come and drive you back home, just to avoid you being intoxicated. If you find yourself in a secluded area and you feel unsafe, you think this is unsafe, we've got what we call MyGuard. MyGuard is basically, we'll send somebody to come and actually protect you if you're in that area. It's a very cheap product, it's about 59 Rand. Take all those safety precautions that I've suggested, and you'll find you'll mitigate losses, and that will help your profile, your insurance profile.
chatting this morning there to Siyake Masia and giving us insights into exactly how to help us navigate unknown routes if you find yourself in an area like Johannesburg, for instance, like Durban, for instance. Durban has changed tremendously. I mean, you go from the airport to Phoenix, you just don't know where you're going. And I lived in Durban for quite a number of years. So, yeah. And especially areas like in Cape Town, Parklands North, which is a new area, a number of areas out in the sort of Brackenfell areas, also a new area. So once you land at the airport, you need to make absolutely sure that you know where you are going. And that is Siyake Masia chatting to us from My Way Insurance. One of the things that is highlighted is that we drive, and I think that a number of insurance companies and a number of people offer you sort of angels to drive with. And, you know, if you're going out to go and have a drink and so on, make sure that you rather use those. Some insurance company give you two drives per year. Other companies would give you up to four drives per year. So if you're going out, having a bit of a dop, having a bit of a good time, there's nothing wrong with having a good time. But you need to be careful and you need to make sure that you are safe on the road. So rather get yourself a drive home, phone your insurance company and tell them where you're going.